Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codas, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you have to tune in tomorrow if you want to hear Miss Jolene to find out if Miss Jolene's going to be with us. We're going to get started with our birthdays. Let me pull them up real fast. I'm actually dragging. Hang on just a minute. Derek Cross, happy birthday to Derek. Miss Jenny Seville that owns the Botany Bay, happy birthday, Miss Jenny Seville. George Escobar, happy birthday to you. Jonathan Shell, happy birthday to you, Jonathan. And then we have Michael Setters, happy birthday. Miss Melinda Powers, happy birthday. Sly Vega, happy birthday to you. And then Donnie Markham, happy birthday to you. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Yes, Jenna Bonnell, which is Thomas's youngest daughter, and Brian Austin. Happy happy birthday.
Oh, absolutely. The weather, it is partly sunny and 46 degrees. Boy, the weather changed a lot overnight. And Paula, what's the weather where you're at?
48 and 48. Sunny, but it's supposed to get down to 29 tonight.
Yeah, it's cold. Absolutely cold. I'd seen my nephew posted early this morning another hotel was on fire down there in Sevierville.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still looking for people, you know. They're still missing people that's missing. And I thought that was horrible where the firefighter, you had shared it on my timeline, they're trying to act like that firefighter got killed down there in Tennessee, and he's a Kentucky firefighter that got killed in eastern Kentucky in the fires.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got all that information acting like he died in the fire down there in because, I mean, I researched it, and the girl that was a good friend with him, she showed me the news article and everything. Yeah, he's from out of Leslie County, and they've got it on there like that he's from, they don't say where he's from. They just act like that he died fighting the fire down there in Tennessee, and that's not true. That's an untrue statement, you know.
Wow. And those that got burned up in that elevator, oh, that breaks my heart, too. Fire and drowning, that's just got to be two horrible things.
Well, you know, now they didn't die, Paula. The ones that they found in the elevator, they wasn't dead.
Oh, cool. I thought they died.
No, they wasn't dead. They were just burnt pretty bad. When the fire broke out in the hotel, they wanted to get out of there, so they jumped in the elevator to get out of there. And when they jumped in the elevator, the power went out, and they were stuck inside the elevator and couldn't get out. So the whole building burnt all the way around them. And, of course, you know, it got awful hot inside the elevator because they had fire all the way around them. But, no, they were alive in the elevator, and, I mean, they're actually in the hospital. They all survived. There was three of them. They all survived.
Well, I'm glad they survived. But they ought to know that never take an elevator when there's a fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's like, it's just sad. I mean, you know, it's just, tragic, really tragic. I mean, and I'm hearing some people say, well, you know, and congratulations to Dolly Parton. She said she's going to give everybody that's lost their home $1,000 a month.
Right.
Try to help them to get back on their feet. So, congratulations
to Dolly Parton, man, for stepping up.
Exactly. Like, apparently Dollywood didn't get hurt, did it?
No, I don't think Dollywood got affected by it. No, it was just Sevierville, you know, where all the other things is at. I mean, it's like Sevierville and Dollywood and Gatlinburg. They're all right there within so many feet of each other. But, no, I mean, you know, and I think they arrested another arsonist that was setting these fires. So it's been three people that's done set fires, you know. Just crazy. Let's see, as far as any news. Parents disarmed. Man, I mean, just all kinds of crazy shit. Parents disarmed their son who brought guns to Utah. Police said two fasting Utah parents disarmed their 15-year-old son in the hallway of a Utah junior high school Thursday after the teenager brought the family shotgun and handgun to school. He discharged at least one round without injuring anyone. And Chief Tom Ross said that the boy's mother and father became concerned about their son Thursday morning, so they went to the high school in northern Utah City, and they noticed a handgun and shotgun were missing from their home. And the parents confronted the son in a school hallway and disarmed him. Police are still trying to learn whether the student intentionally fired the gun or if the weapon accidentally went off. And the hostage situation down there in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, you know, there was a hostage situation in Jacksonville, you know. A guy went in a bank, I think? I think that's what it was.
I don't know.
He told the story. First Credit Union. He went in the credit union and he was holding the people hostage, this guy was. And then the Page School Center, which Page School Center is in Middlesboro and things, they was currently on lockdown this morning for an incident that was not related to the school itself, but Kentucky State Police are on the scene at a residence that is close by to the school. And I haven't ever heard no more updates on that. So, I mean, it's like, wow, I mean, damn, what the hell's happened? I mean, first day of the month, and everybody's went crazier than hell today.
And it ain't even a full moon.
Yeah, no. It's not even a full moon, Paul, and it's like, what the hell? I was trying to see if they've got any. No, they've not given any updates on that about what was happening down there. So I have no idea. I mean, it's like crazier than hell. Scary.
Yeah.
End of times.
I think so, and I've got sad news today, too.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, this morning I woke up with a phone call from my cousin that her older brother had died. And then Gary Thornell wanted me to go eat lunch with him at Mama D's, and his sister has already moved Miss Thornell to North Carolina, and I didn't get to tell her bye. And then Gary's got to move to North Carolina in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. Why?
Because the sister is control, and she had control, and she decided that's what she wanted to do. So they sold the house, and she packed Miss Thornell up and moved her November 1st, and then Gary's packing up and moving the 15th.
Wow.
And me and him have been running buddies a long time.
Oh, yes, my God. I mean, right here, I mean, it's like, fuck, he's helped with so many bills, too.
He's still going to work with Jaime. He's still working on the cannabis bill. Yeah, he was still working on the cannabis bill. Yeah, and they put him in a condo that the daughter or the sisters on the third floor with no elevator, and he has to walk with braces. I mean, he's got a lot of leg problems, and he figures he'll just become a recluse, a hermit.
Wow.
I mean, he had no say-so. Him and his mom had no say-so. They just come in and said that's what they're going to do. They sold the house, and it sold, like, within a week. So, yeah. And Gary didn't want to tell me on the phone, and he wanted to tell me in person.
Right. Oh, my. Man, that's a loss for Kentucky, a big loss for Kentucky.
I mean, he will still work on the cannabis bill because Tommy and him did that by emails and phone calls anyway.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
But.
Wow.
I really feel alone down here now because Brian and Cher's gone and Gary is gone and we didn't get to tell Miss Thornhill bye.
Yeah, no kidding, Paula.
And she was like the grandmother to my children, and Gary was like the uncle, you know, the only, I mean, they were there faithfully for my children.
Right, right.
Especially Michaela with the band and the drama, you know.
Right. Oh, well, man, such sorrow. Yes, that is bad news for everybody, you know.
I told him he better fucking come back from Fancy Farm, though.
Right. Wow. Man.
And I bet money Miss
just
Thornhill
never
goes dead. I bet Miss Thornhill goes downhill fast.
I wouldn't doubt it, Paula. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Gary's sister is about like an evil person like mine, uncaring and unloving, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Wow.
And I'm ready for a joint. And he bought me the K4MM hoodie. With the you know, the K4MM thing on it, the hoodie that they're selling now, he gave me one of them.
Oh. Wow. Man. Oh, I just hate that. I just hate that they're leaving.
Well, she's already gone.
Yeah, I know. Like, how sad.
How cruel.
You know, how sad.
They didn't say bad goodbye to her.
And they haven't even, and they're moving to another illegal state, right?
North Carolina. Well, that's where she's from, okay? The daughter lives there.
Right. Right.
And apparently,
how tragic!
Of everything, so they had no choice. They didn't want to sell the house, but they had no choice.
Wow! And just
it
sold the house. That's
Gary
right.
And his mama's. It was done against Gary and his mama's wishes. She did not want to leave her home. She did not want to leave,
right.
Even though her family's all down there. You know, the great nephews and on, everybody's down there. She still didn't want to leave her home. And Gary didn't want to leave Kentucky either, but he has no choice.
Right. Does her daughter have guardianship over her?
I think maybe the grandson or something does. I don't think the daughter actually has the control, but her son I think does. So, which means that she has control, I would say, anyways.
Pretty right. Much. Wow. Wow. So sad.
I cried all at Mama D's, and the owners of Mama D's was sad, you know, and the lady there, the owner, she hugged me because, see, Brian and Cher, that was their favorite place to eat, too. So, you know, I mean, we've been having all kinds of shit at Mama D's for, gosh, almost 20 years.
Wow. Man, I mean, just when, you know, and it's like, what few, you know, I mean, you have very few people. What few people you have got, I mean, you know, then they have to move away.
Right. I feel like I don't have any friends down here really close by no more now, for sure.
Right.
You know.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's sad.
And I was splurging the whole joint this time instead of just my pot, because I think I need the whole thing.
Mom. Yeah, no doubt, Polly. You need it, that's for sure.
Wow.
Just knocked it over.
Because they weren't, you know, they weren't expecting them moving. You know, this was a total shock to them, too.
Right. Wow.
Gary's a pack rat like me. He goes to the dump like every day or something.
Wow. Man. Just crazy. You just never know what one day from the next will bring you.
No.
I haven't even heard an update. I mean, I'm sure my grandmother still needs prayers, but I still haven't even heard an update today, you know, and things about it. Like,
well,
wow.
Apparently, Mark was fairly, I mean, he had a heart condition, but apparently that was kind of sudden, too. I don't know. My cousin called me this morning.
Man. Like, such sad sorrow. Just hate that.
And I think Mother Nature pissed off with all the weird weather going on. Cher was telling me they had like 8 tornado warnings within the same time period last week in Iowa, and this is not even the tornado season for them.
Well, I told you right after the fires that everything burning down there in Sevierville, the next county over, they had a big tornado that hit down there and tore up a school and tore up a bunch of houses. I mean, it just wiped it right out, too. And it didn't even make our news. And I was talking to my niece last night, and she was the one that was telling me about it. She said, it's just horrible down there, you know. And the sad thing about it is, like, you know, it's wintertime. Here it is, it's wintertime, you know, it's cold. And it's like you said, it's
not,
you know.
This is not tornado weather.
Right, it's not even tornado weather, you know.
I think Mother Nature's trying to make us wake up.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, man. Man. Just crazy, crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Who set that on the New Madrid Fault?
Yeah, girl, I tell you. We just, you know, you just never know what's going to happen from one day to the next.
No.
Man. Crazy. I had some people call me earlier wanting to know what was going on with session. Well, session is not in session till January the 4th, 5th, or 6th, something like that. I think it's the 6th. I think I remember they said it was the 6th. It comes back in on the 6th, maybe. So session is not back in yet. And I do not know if anybody's, you know, I don't know. They are working on some bills. I'd say several people are working on some bills, but...
Gary and Amy are working on a bill.
And I'm sure there's maybe a couple of other ones, you know. I mean, we know that Stumbo was working on one, but Stumbo's out, so there ain't no bill from Stumbo.
Yeah, Stumbo said he was working on one, but you know how that goes.
Right. Yeah, I bet you he regrets now not getting a bill passed. I could have saved him a job. All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds, and I'm going to take us away. Here we go, Paula.
I'm ready. Puff, puff, bass.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Sorry, I just couldn't get us back over there. It's like, whoa. Sorry about that. Took me a few minutes to get us back over there. It's like, whoops. Sorry about that, folks. Oh, my. All right, guys. I've got to end the show. I got several things I got to do right fast before I hit out the door on this cold-ass night. Thank God I ain't got but just a couple more times to do what I'm doing, going to drunk college with my son. We've got 4 classes, and we're finally damn done with that. Thank God. But we'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. God bless. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. Thank everybody out there that shared the show. Love you with all my heart, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have a great night.
Oh, wrong song. I just can't get nothing right. Here we go.
Well, we can do 4:20.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.